fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 17th day of December, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Today is the birthday of somebody most of you have not heard of, Mr. Simo Haya. Simo Haya, born December 17th, 1905. The man given credit with the most confirmed kills of any sniper anytime, 505 Russian invading soldiers, that he shot to death with his iron sights of his Russian rifle, of all things. Prepper tip of the day. I haven't mentioned this for a while, but I need to mention it more frequently. I want to encourage all of you to get a copy and read the book titled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. Dr. Murphy wrote this book in the mid-1960s, published about 1966 or so. I don't have the exact date in front of me. I read it at least once a year myself. It's less than 300 pages. Take maybe 2 or 3 hours to read it. A wonderful book that if you understand the principles and implement the principles, you can change your life in many positive ways. This is Firearms Monday. We visit every Monday with Mr. Jimmy Jinsling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. And we're going to talk about anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, training, the gun culture, firearms legislation. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. And boy, wow, with a lead in like that, I hope I'm ready.
Are you familiar with Simo's story?
No, sir, I'm not. I've got to write that name down and look him up. The one that, of course, most people are familiar with World War II and the Russians and everything else, is Vasily, the made famous by the movie Enemy at the Gates.
Right, right.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you've never seen that movie, I highly recommend it. It has Ed Harris playing the German sniper, but the thing is, he's not just the German sniper. He is the colonel that is in charge of the German sniper schools.
Right,
they bring
exactly.
in their best of the best. And this becomes, at this point in time, ladies and gentlemen, the Battle of Stalingrad almost came to a standstill for about 2 weeks while these two snipers hunted each other. And the book, I think, is the same title as the movie, Enemy at the Gates. But if you can't find the book, you have to see the movie. Because I don't think there's ever been anything like it, ladies and gentlemen, where two snipers are after each other. And excellent, excellent movie. And of course, excellent story for wartime and the art of shooting. Firearms tip of the week, copper removal. If you go to your local gun shops, ladies and gentlemen, there are several good products out there in the cleaning section that advertise copper removal. Over time, with regular 22 ammo and pistol ammo and stuff like that, we get leading in the barrel. Everybody expects to find leading in the barrel. And the typical way of de-leading a barrel and getting the accuracy back in your guns is cleaning solvent and a copper brush and a lot of elbow grease. Later on in the show, we'll give you my brother's formula for lead removal. But there isn't a home remedy, really, for copper removal. So recommend that you check with your local gun shops, Cabela's, any place that you get, that you have close by that you go, that is outdoor shop and got a good supply. Copper fouling eliminator is one of the names on one of the products. And then Hodgkin's actually came out with a powder called CFE several years back, which is copper fouling eliminator, that reloaders use to help loosen and remove copper. But what it does, ladies and gentlemen, over time, just like lead, copper builds up in your barrel, and your accuracy will fall off. And a lot of people will blame the barrel as being shot out, old, worn out, whatever. And the only thing it really needs, I mean, you've been taking good care of it, you've cleaned it well, but you haven't taken on the copper. And so our tip of the week is to purchase. If you can't find any, contact us. Go to DesertEagleShooters.com. Either use the contact form on every page or go to the top on the About Us or Contact Us link and drop us an email, and we can either get it for you or can help you find out where you can get it. But this time of year, cold, most people are inside and everything, and they're wanting to go out and go shooting, and but the snow's on the ground and the holidays and everything else. Just take the time to thoroughly clean those guns. This is the best time of the year to do it. And once you get them all cleaned and they're all scrubbed down and all nice and pretty and everything, no matter what the weather's like, especially your rifles, go out and put two rounds through them, run a damp swab through them, and then put them away. Yeah, I just said clean the guns, get them all sparkly and everything else. Now go out and shoot them, run a swab through them, and put them away. The reason for that, ladies and gentlemen, is all your accuracy is built up and all of your experience with it is attained with a semi-dirty barrel. If that barrel is absolutely spotless and you go out and have that chance to get that deer, simply because that barrel is dirty, I mean that barrel is spotlessly clean, your bullet's going to hit slightly different. So After we get it all scrubbed and everything, we want to put just a little bit of dirt back in it. And that's your firearm tip of the week. That way you'll be ready to go whenever you need it, put meat on the table, or anything else that may come about. Have you ever done a scrubbing like that, John, on decoppering your barrels?
Yeah, have I ever what about scrubbing?
Yeah, about removing the copper.
I've done it, yes, if that's the question.
That's a job, isn't it?
Well, it is. It kind of creeps up on you because it's not all that obvious until it gets really, really bad.
Mm-hmm. And it does get bad, ladies and gentlemen. And you don't even think about it. Everybody's like, I shoot copper jacketed bullets. You know, a good get the carbon out of it, get the crud out of it, and everything, and it's ready to go. Because you never see the copper come off on a patch. Like the gray streaks that you would see come off from leading in the barrel or something like that. And now, after the bottom break, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you've got your ink pens and paper or your pencils and paper ready. And I'm going to give you my brother's formula for de-leading your barrel. Now, this formula, you'll be able to use it on your 22s, on your handguns, your 30-30s, anything that you shoot leaded bullets out of. And the reason I mentioned 30-30 is, yeah, there's 150 grain soft point and flat point bullets out there that are copper jacketed. But a lot of people still shoot good old cast bullets. And a 30-30 is the most popular rifle for cast bullets out there. And in your handguns and everything, especially your revolvers, shooting cast bullets is commonplace all over the world, and nothing wrong with it. They work perfectly. They hit hard, but they will build up in your gun over time. So remember, just after the bottom of the outbreak, have your pencil and paper together, and we'll give you this formula. It's super simple. You just have to pay attention.
Now, Jimmy, if there's, I know there's different bullet lubricants. Would a lubricant or any specific lubricant help cut down on the lead buildup with these cast bullets?
If you're casting your own, the best bullet lubricant there is out there is Alox, A-L-O-X. Now, we, in the reloading section, we carry liquid Alox and you tumble lube bullets. You don't have to have the resizing lubing dye like the Lyman's and Redding's, RCBS's and stuff like that. It's a tumble lube dye, and I mean lubricant, and it works marvelously. And if you are a reloader and you don't like using tumble lube, if you want to use traditional, we carry the tubes of Alox lubricant for the bullets that fit the, like I said, the Lyman, the Redding, RCBS lubricizer units. And what that does, the Alox has a unique ability. Above, I think it's 105 degrees, it's very, very liquid. And once it's exposed to the air, and the petroleum products flash off of it, the solvents that are in it, that's what I was looking for, it becomes very tacky, and then it becomes kind of hard over time as it dries. Typically, it's dry to the touch in 24 hours, and then really dry and hard in about 3 or 4 days. And that is the all-time best lead bullet lubricant on it. If you buy cast bullets and everything from a local vendor, ask him if he lubes his bullets with Alox. There are a bunch of bullet lubricants out there that are colored on cast bullets, and you'll see them. They're blue, they're red. Those are primarily a wax base lubricant, and they work okay at low velocity. But at high velocity, they allow the barrels to lead quite a bit faster than any of your Alox lubes would. And my old trick for the liquid Alox, it only takes a very thin coat of this, ladies and gentlemen. And individuals that are new to cast bullets and casting their own bullets and reloading think that they've got to have that bullet just really coated with this Alox and everything to do its job, and it don't. And typically what I do is I cut my liquid Alox, two-thirds Alox, one-third paint thinner. It does two things. One, it makes it far more liquid so it flows better and gets into the lube grooves and everything on the bullets real easy. And two, when it dries off, it's the bullets look better, and also they're not quite as tacky, sticky as they are if you're just running the straight Alox on them. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never tried cast bullets in your handgun, check with your local gun shop. There's got to be someone in your vicinity that reloads that, or actually what they call is they remanufacture ammunition. They take the brass and they make target loads, production loads, everything else out of it. And these guys are, their reliability is best by word of mouth. So if you get two or three guys that recommend one remanufacturer there, get some of his bullets, try them, and if they meet your needs and everything, you can save a boatload of money on shooting remanufactured ammunition in your handguns, in your rifles, and that's the whole purpose for most of us going out and practicing. A lot of people do not practice because it costs money and they're using up their ammo stores. Well, you keep your good ammo back for hunting, self-protection, whatever, and you go out and you practice with your cast bullet ammunition. The caveat to this is, once you're done practicing, you're getting ready to go home, you're done for the day or the week or whatever it is that is your time to go out and practice, then what you want to do is load up at least one cylinder or one magazine of your typical ammunition that you shoot and run it through your gun and shoot it as accurately as you can. The reason for that being, you want to keep that muscle memory for your, what I call service ammunition, in your mind. Because cast bullet ammunition is typically going to impact slightly different. Good example, 150 grain jacketed bullet in 30-30 and 150 grain cast bullet in a 30-30. At 100 yards, if you've primarily shot jacketed bullets and all your sighting in and all your hunting and everything has been done with jacketed bullets, and you're out there and one day you're practicing and you're working on really fine-tuning your skills and you're shooting cast bullets, because of the nature of being a lead bullet versus a copper bullet, the lead bullet is at a slower velocity. It's going to hit lower. And you're going to sit there and shoot that day and get used to that. Get ready to go home and load up. And say that deer does get right out there just perfect. I mean, this deer got out there the night before, found your stand, based off exactly 100 yards, found a tree to stand behind, and the tree's got a deadfall in front of it. So he's going to, his whole intention is to come out there on opening day and just irritate you. because he's going to stand right there and look at you, and it's going to be a difficult shot. If you've been shooting those cast bullets and you've got that memory in there, ladies and gentlemen, the chance of hitting the tree that he's standing by is greater. So if you go through and before you go home, run your regular hunting round through it, get that back in your mind for your muscle memory. On opening day, you can have a whole better outlook. I know that sounds like a lot of woo-woo and everything else, but ladies and gentlemen, I've hunted most of my life. You know, I got my start back in about 1967, and I've seen some pretty strange things as far as shooting goes, and I've seen a lot of hilarious things. Actually, John, if I'm to be totally honest with our audience, I have created a lot. I have created a lot of humorous things out shooting. One of the worst is shooting someone else's target in competition. That really makes everybody happy. Don't make that mistake, ladies and gentlemen.
Big range at long distance, that's really easy to do, quite frankly.
Yes, it is. And the humor in it is short-lived. Believe me, very short-lived. But, ladies and gentlemen, the whole firearms industry, the entire gun culture, contrary to what people are going to tell you, is all based on entertainment. We enjoy going out and shooting. We enjoy going out and perfecting our art, perfecting our skill. We enjoy passing that on to the next generation. And it's like one of the guns that I've been working on here, John, for one of our customers, and this promises to be great, is her very first AR. And she's 8 years old, John, getting her very first AR, and we are, this one is coming with a adapter in it so that she's going to start off shooting 22 long rifle in her AR, and then as she progresses, remove the adapter and go right into shooting the 5.56 ammo, 223, all on the same gun, all with the same sights, everything. But just for curiosity, because I am working on this for a young lady, I waited over the weekend, and I was really surprised. Have a nice little 16-inch AR that weighs 6.5 pounds.
That's nice. I like that.
And, you know, her dad's telling me that she knows that she's getting, she hasn't seen anything yet, but she knows what she's getting. And she's excited. And, you know, I put this thing on the scales and I was like, wow, this thing really did turn out nice, because I know this little young lady is going to be able to sit there and manipulate this gun. And we've done a lot of work on it and everything to get this down to where it's fully manageable and functionable by a child that, you know, everything is, you know, the safety and everything. I worked on the springs on that so that the safety was not so stiff, but it's very, very distinct click from safe to fire. Trigger mechanism, everything on it is worked over for a little young lady. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see what she thinks of it, and also how it works for her.
And what's this young woman's age again?
8 years old.
8 years old. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I love challenges like that, ladies and gentlemen. It makes me really, as my wife, my bride Teresa puts it, it challenges my abilities. Because you're not dealing with an adult here that you can hand them most anything, and they can make it work. You're you're starting with someone that is, this is going to be their very first rifle. And so working with dad and getting everything right the first time is very, very important. And we're starting her off 100% on open sights. And then after she has mastered open sights and everything else, then she will get her first scope. And
I got a question for you, Jimmy. These 22 long rifle uppers, are they straight blowback with no gas operation?
Exactly. They are a blowback system, and you're using your original AR-15 upper. What you do
is you
pop the takedown pin, tilt it forward, pull out the bolt carrier group and the some of them you don't have to remove the charging handles. Some of them you just leave in. This one you leave it in, but you pop the bolt carrier group out. You drop the new bolt carrier group in, close it, and this one we got it in with 3 10-round magazines. The magazines look just like AR magazines, but they're 10-round 22 long rifle. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're using the exact same gun, barrel, and everything. You're just popping an adapter into it.
Well, hold on here, Jimmy. What about the chamber?
The chamber is the most unique part of the adapter. The adapter on the front end of it has what appears to be a 223-556 case in it.
Cartridge case. Okay. All right.
So
which actually has the chamber for the 22 long rifle inside of it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. And what keeps it in place?
The bumper spring and everything on the inside.
Okay.
Once it's all locked into place, and the front end of it will rotate and lock in just like the regular bolts on an AR.
Okay.
And once it's all locked in place, then it's a simple blowback system, just like your other 22 long rifles. And this little adapter, it is so sweet. It's a 15-second swap out, and you change calibers and go from 22 long rifle to 5.56 223. And really and truthfully, we've sold a lot of these and help people the very first time install them. And once they see how simple it is to put it in, they look at you with this kind of like, I really needed help with this.
Right. And what is this? What's the name of this kit and how much does it cost?
We use the CMC kit, and I have to pull his sheet up on it. But they're right around $350.
Okay.
And
that sounds like a lot, but if you do much practice, it would pay for itself pretty quickly with the difference in ammunition cost.
Yes, sir. And the other point is, a lot of people offer different kits and everything, the same types, for the same price as we carry this one for. You can buy one that only has one magazine. And the ones that we carry come with the 3 magazines. And the reason for that is if you do an Appleseed where you have to have the mag swap in there shooting the AQT, you've got your spare magazine because there's not going to be another one on the range that's going to fit your gun unless it's the same exact setup.
Right.
And everything else, ladies and gentlemen, on the range, you can always find it. A 10/22 mag, Delonia, or a Marlin mag. And here's our bottom of the hour break.
We have bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say, live and let die.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 17th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're launching the new version, we believe, Wednesday morning. That's our target at the moment, Wednesday morning, for the new version of John Moore's website, thelibertyman.com. I do have open positions. I'm hiring part-time marketing people. This is not a full-time position, but it is a paid part-time position to help market John Moore for speaking engagements. My contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. And last but not least, our project, and we got a new map just over the weekend, locating maps with different coastlines, new coastlines on movies and TV shows, continues to move forward in the 2019 year, which is only less than 2 weeks away. If you find one yourself watching a movie or a TV show, get that screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my 6 DVDs. It's a fun project, and I look forward to working on it next year. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. And we're taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. Well, I hope everybody has got their pens and paper together, or pencils and paper, or they've got their notepad open on their cell phone or whatever it is, however they take care of everything. My brother, his background was that him and I both started off as oil field kids. When I was young, I was a gopher for my dad, who was a oil field mechanic. And my brother got into the drilling industry part of it. And at one time, I was on his drilling crew. And he transferred on up into first for Chevron and then into Shell. Drilling superintendent. So he was a smart cookie, and he had the most beautiful printing, John, that you have ever seen in your life. I mean, even the Gothic Ages scribes would be jealous of his penmanship when he printed. But in the chemistry part of it, he had a friend of his that was in the industry there in the petroleum labs. And, of course, they have to deal with removing all kinds of chemicals and stuff and metal deposits and everything that goes into this oil, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of science that goes in between coming out of the ground and that liquid going into your gas tank. And the guy was talking to John one day, and he goes, this is so simple. It's an old recipe. This goes back, you know, 100 years or better, and shared it with my brother, and my brother shared it with me. So, both items you can buy from your local food store, big Chinese box store, whatever it is. You're going to need ammonia, and you're going to need white vinegar. Now, what you do is you take a bottle and label it lead remover, and then below that, in bright colored Sharpie, you're going to write on that bottle, thoroughly clean and oil afterwards. Okay? Thoroughly clean and oil afterwards. And in this bottle, you're going to mix a 50-50 mix of ammonia and white vinegar. That's the formula, ladies and gentlemen. And what you're going to do is with your handgun, let's say it's a revolver. Real quick to operate. If it's a semi-automatic, it's even easier because you just remove the barrel. But what you're going to do is, at the hardware store, you're going to, for 45 caliber guns and everything, you're going to take a half-inch wood dowel. For 44 caliber, probably a 7/16, or you can use a half-inch and trim it down. But what you're going to make is a little plug about 2 inches long that you're going to tap into the chamber end of your barrel. And once you get this plug sanded down to where it's a nice snug fit and it goes in there, and you actually have to tap it in and then wiggle it to get it out, you're going to coat that with your favorite kind of finish. I don't care if it's polyurethane, whatever. What you want is for that not to be able to soak up this when you're cleaning your barrel. And you get your plug made for it. Now, on your rifle, same thing. You're going to bolt-action rifles. That wood dowel is just going to be 6 or 8 inches longer. You're going to remove the bolt. You're going to go in that way. If you've got lever-action guns and everything, it gets a little bit more interesting. But you can still do the same plug combination. You're going to use like 3/8 wood dowels or something like that down around your 30 calibers and stuff. Actually, it will fit into the neck of the chamber. But what you're doing is you're building a little plug for that. And once you have that plug made, you're going to plug the chamber into the barrel, stand the barrel on end or the gun on end, and you're going to use a funnel or something so you don't dribble this everywhere, and you're going to pour it down the bore of the gun. You're going to fill that barrel all the way up. Once you get it filled all the way up, you simply leave it alone for about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, and you come back and you look at that. Now, if there is lead in your barrel, you're going to see this little gray matter on the surface of that liquid. That is the lead oxides and everything that it is eating off of that barrel. You'll see that on there and everything else. What you're going to do is pour that off into a container so you can dispose of it properly, i.e. ammonia and vinegar, ladies and gentlemen, can go down the sink. You're going to take and immediately put a rag or something under it, remove that plug, and you're going to take a copper brush dipped in solvent, and you're going to scrub that barrel. And you're going to scrub that barrel back and forth, make full long strokes, ladies and gentlemen. Don't stop halfway and then try to pull that brush back out. You want to go all the way through it and then pull it all the way out. And I recommend, just for keeping the wife and better half happy, have a rag around the muzzle when you come out with that brush, because it's going to spray little particles and pieces of that cleaning solvent and everything everywhere. So you pull it out, and then you take a dry patch and run through there, and you run dry patches all the way, pushing them all the way through until they come out nice, dry, and clean. Now, on those first few dry patches, you're going to look at them very closely. If you see the slightest little bit of gray streak anywhere on them, you're going to repeat the process. Now, depending on how long you've been shooting this, John, and it may be 2-3 applications on it, depending on how long it's been since you've really cleaned this gun. And, ladies and gentlemen, I did not say that to insult anybody. Any cleaning on a firearm is good. It is excellent. Deep scrubbing is something that you will do maybe once a year, if ever. I've known experienced shooters, John, that, oh, yeah, 3 years down the road, I guess I better deep scrub the gun, you know. But it's been doing so good in competition, they don't even think about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions on this process, you know, you can contact us. And I'm going to try to write this up, John, and get it into some logical format, maybe with some pictures, and get Tim to put that up on the webpage somewhere.
That sounds good.
Do it in a PDF or a Word document so people can print it out and keep it there with their stuff. But if you do this, ladies and gentlemen, once a year, oh, yes, my puppy has come in to see me. Everybody say hello to Theodore. Your gun is going to last so much longer. It'll be accurate so much longer. The benefits are just outstanding, because you're going to be like shooting a brand new gun again. And then over the year and a half or whatever, you're going to get it all dirtied back up. You'll notice the performance fall off, and it will be a self-reminder to maybe it's time to do this again. And rifles, you don't really have to worry about it unless you're shooting cast bullets or lead bullets in it. Mainly on those, it's copper removal. Handguns, I recommend it at least once a year on that. Just to keep it nice and sparkly, just to make it shoot good. A friend of mine says I do it just so I keep my guns happy. And I'm not going to argue the point, because they do well, but most guns around here don't like me because I make them look bad. They can shoot far better than with someone else sometimes than they can with me. But, ladies and gentlemen, keeping our guns and everything clean, and everything is something that we do a lot of times, but we neglect that deep driven in deposits that are in there, the lead and the copper. And I just transferred a bunch of bore pictures this weekend, John, over to the computer, and I'm working on putting a page together that shows copper fouling and everything inside the board, so that people can get an idea of what I'm talking about here. And in some of the worst case scenarios, ladies and gentlemen, I've got some pictures of bores that I've taken that you got a 3 or 4 inch section of copper plated rifling, and about a third of that has a copper buildup right in the corner of the land in the groove, John, where there's actually just a little ramp. And that gets worse, ladies and gentlemen, because each bullet leaves another little bit of a deposit on it. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And accuracy gets worse and worse and worse. So couple of deals on this time of year, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason I talk about this time of year, we're coming up to the new year in a few weeks. That time of year that the weather is normally fairly crappy, unless, of course, you live in South Texas and along the Gulf Coast and Florida. You guys down there and everything, you really should do this anyway. Think of it as a New Year's tradition or something. Make a new tradition. Clean all the guns with the family. But sorry about that. I had to get a little bit of coffee, John.
That's okay.
But if our customers, if our listeners out there got any questions on this or anything, call in. Maybe you've got a particular handgun, rifle, or something like that that you really are not sure how to clean it. Maybe it's a real tight action on it that you have a difficulty getting into. Best to call in. Let us kick it around, see if we can come up with a solution for you. And keep that gun out there running and gunning so that it never fails you when you really need it. So I got to go to your new site, or to the site, John, and take a look at that new map picture, too, today.
Yeah, well, we have someone up there at the moment. There's going to be about 24 or more as of Wednesday morning, some new and some that we had previously.
I have a friend of mine that is a real big NCIS fan, and he has got a website that some other big NCIS web fan sent him that has still frames from almost every episode, and there's still frames of the characters.
And a lot of people don't know what we're talking about. NCIS, of course, which has tens of millions of fans, on the wall of the director, which is one of the characters, the director, it's a nice wood-paneled, very nice office. There is a gold-framed map of North America facing the audience with its own light on it. There was an earlier version, earlier in the series, where it was slightly different, but the map is not crystal clear. However, it's clear enough to see there's no Florida and no Baja California. And what I need from one of the fans of NCIS is a nice, crystal clear, sharp version of that map on the wall of the director of the TV show NCIS.
And that's what Cliff is working on, John.
Good.
So once he finds it, and I know him, he's a sleuth, and he's also a computer whiz-bang on this stuff. So when he does find it, I'm sure you're going to have the best picture available.
Well, good. And make sure he knows he gets his... Make sure he knows he gets his choice of MI6 DVDs as a thank you from all listeners and myself.
Also on that, in the new season, they took the light off of the map. I noticed it on the premiere episode. Every time they go to the director's office, I pay special attention, and the map is in the same place. They just didn't have the the light on it this time.
Yeah, I would. So, my without having any evidence to back up what I'm about to say, I believe the sharp, crystal clear version would be earlier in the show. That's my belief.
Yep, that's what.
But it could be any place. It could be any place. But I would look towards the beginning of the series, and work my way forward in time.
Oh yeah, I could not do what he's about to do, or he is doing, I should say, because he sent me a link to the page, and I went over there, and you select a season and you select an episode, and it is a still frame picture of every scene.
Amazing. Here's our break. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 17th of December. Quick reminder, if you've got arthritis pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Check out the energy cleaner at my website. You'll be glad you did. we're visiting with Jimmy Gensling. It is Firearms Monday. If you've got a question or comment, anything to do with the rifles, shotguns, pistols, the gun culture, training, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. Shifting gears for just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Firearms related simply because of the individual. Green Beret Major Matt Golston. Is that name familiar to you, John?
Offhand, no.
Okay. Back in 2010, while looking for bomb-making material, they ran into the bomb maker. And the whole deal, I'm going to send you the update on this, but what I want to get to real quick is the Pentagon, ladies and gentlemen, under our previous Potunk, don't want to call him POTUS, thought that this major had committed a crime and murdered in a combat situation this bomb maker. So back and forth, and then finally they're starting to take him to court. But the reason I'm bringing this up, ladies and gentlemen, there was a news blip over the weekend. President Trump refuses to stand by as the government accuses a soldier of killing terrorist bomb maker. So our president is starting to get involved in these troops that in a combat zone, protecting their troops, doing everything that they're supposed to do by the logical book and by the military training manuals, are being prosecuted. I don't know why I keep swapping those, John. These troops and making them out to be war criminals. And Trump is starting to get involved. I know that he's already totally pardoned a couple and expunged their records. But now he's getting involved with one that's going to court, I guess. So the reason I brought it up mainly was the guy's a Green Beret, John. He's one of your brothers.
Right, right, right. I was familiar with the story. I didn't know his name until just now. So charges actually been filed against the major? Okay.
Yes.
By the United States, not by Afghanistan, right?
Right, correct.
So he's facing a court martial.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so our president is, and I know that I've been one of the ones that has called on several of these kids involved in this stuff. Some of them, ladies and gentlemen, are actually in Fort Leavenworth serving time for, killing a terrorist, which was their job. But I just thought that was just an absolute awesome Christmas present kudos from President Trump, that he's not going to let them attack our soldiers and everything anymore like this.
Well, according to the major, none of this would have happened if he had not granted Fox News an interview, which led to his current legal predicament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, hindsight's 20/20 for all of us, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just like Sean Hannity says now. He says, if the cops come to you or the FBI comes to you wanting help in a case and everything, don't talk to them.
Well, that brings up Major General Mike Flynn. I met Major General Flynn's brother when I was in Dallas a few weeks ago, and I just finished reading his autographed copy of his book. I find it interesting what nobody's talking about. He pled guilty to lying, but these statutes about lying to the FBI are meant to deal with criminals who have committed crimes. There is, in fact, no underlying crime involved. The same, if General Flynn had eaten vanilla ice cream the day before and told them he had eaten chocolate ice cream, it would have been the same charge. He lied to them.
Exactly.
With no underlying crime. That's how strange this is. We have a top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey,